You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated joins us to take up the weather forecast for the growing regions in the United States. Let's start with the Delta, where they have been really wet. That shows in some of the corn planting data, especially out of Tennessee, parts of the Delta region. Are they expected to dry out and to get those planters running again?
I do think they will. The weather forecast for next week will likely build a little bit of ridginess over the southeastern corner of the country. Nothing very strong, but just enough to push the jet stream further to the north so that shower and thunderstorm activity becomes more focused on areas north of the Delta in the southeastern states and even north of the Ohio River, for that matter. And the drier tendency in these southern states will likely allow for a much more aggressive attack on some of the fields. We should see a lot of good progress made. It's been kind of a rough go for a while. Some of these areas are really quite a bit wetter than they should be at this time of year.
And then if you come just a bit north, what do we see for the eastern part of Illinois, the western part of Indiana?
Well, it still looks like we're going to see a little bit of rain in the northern and western parts of Illinois periodically over the coming week. I think the next few days, though, is going to be very pleasant across the majority of the region. The area that will see the least amount of rain will be the immediate Ohio River Valley. Those areas are probably not going to see a lot of precipitation. I can't promise it'll be absolutely dry, but the majority of that region in southern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, and western Kentucky will certainly have a drier bias relative to the rest of the region. The further north you go, though, the higher the risk of shower and thunderstorm activity will be, especially as we get towards the end of the weekend and the first part of next week. I don't expect much precipitation until then, and that which does occur is going to be somewhat erratic. So there will be a few pockets of moderate amounts of rainfall, but most of it's still going to be relatively light. I'd say probably the period Sunday into Tuesday will probably be the first time period that we'll see any kind of organized precipitation in that little corridor. And then again, this would be from Iowa into parts of Michigan, catching northern Illinois, but leaving the central and southern portions of the state relatively free of a lot of precipitation.
So it should be a good week for planting corn across the bulk of the Delta and the corn regions in the Midwest then.
Yes, I think that's true. There will be some disruption. We've got a little disturbance in Ohio and parts of Indiana here over the next couple of days. It will produce some showers there. There'll be another little disturbance Friday and Saturday in the western Corn Belt impacting parts of Iowa, maybe a handful of Missouri locations. But for the most part, you're absolutely correct. It's not really until next week that we'll see a big increase in precipitation, and that'll be focused on the U.S. Plains and western Corn Belt.
And speaking of which, U.S. Plains, check in on the hard red winter wheat crop for me.
Yeah, we've done a good job this past week, earlier this week, actually, in Oklahoma and Texas. A big soaking rain of 2 to 4 inches occurred across some of that Texas panhandle area in western Oklahoma. Lighter rains occurred surrounding that region, but not in southwest Kansas. Southwest Kansas and southeastern Colorado still a bit too dry and need a significant amount of moisture. Well, the storms that are supposed to come along for next week should help to fix that, at least to a certain degree. They're still going to need some additional moisture, but it looks like a lot of precipitation coming up for the plains as we go forward through mid and late week next week.
Thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.